Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay. So let's see.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river I've been running every since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang
will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
okay.
Wonderful. You're listening to the Block Talk Radio Show. I'm Tim Aldred. And the Global Philosopher Show. I thank you for tuning into the program today. And it is a delightful thing for me to do, because I have reached my level of contentment to think this way and to live out my life this way. So my thought, opening thought now, is I know that my show is not all that entertaining. I didn't start to do this show for an entertainment. We know it is. What entertainment is not the reason why I am on this radio and pay from, you know, what a little cash I have to do this program, and do not solicit any money, any help to do this program. I know it is because I am very mindful of what I am thinking and what I am feeling as well about this experience that I have the privilege to enjoy. And so much so because of how I was grown up, now looking back in hindsight, was my experience. I have now an understanding about to just grow up in a world where you're not told the truth about life, and you are in a situation where you are made to be satisfied with what you are exposed to when it's not the truth. And see, once your mind is spoiled by foolishness, it is not easy to fix your mind, because you become polarized. An adjustment to the condition of the world that you're in and your choices for doing things is based upon what you think is the right thing. And if you're confused, well, you don't have anything else but to satisfy yourself. I mean, you will have to satisfy yourself from what you are exposed to. So I am talking about life from this perspective. You know, today somebody asked me, are you religious? If I am religious. So my answer is, oh, yes, I am. I am. And further enlarge on my ID, my identity, where I'm from and what my experience is about myself and the world around me. So, yeah, I am from historically the historic knowledge of polytheism concerning the gods and adoration to the gods. Polytheism is a way of life, is the way of life of the gods that came to earth, and their way of life is civilization. And for a long time, I was not told about the gods, the Elohim gods. I heard those words, and there was the Bible that tells you certain things that, you know, it's just one little piece of everything. So you're not really getting everything from the Bible. And of the many people I know that accept the Bible or believe, I don't know any of them that suspected that the Bible wasn't true. Neither did I. Okay? What is the foundation of our life existence? The foundation, as I come to know it, the unorthodox Bible, because the Bible is not an orthodox book, you know. It is unorthodox, but a lot of us never get to know that until something happened, like in my case. The Bible is the biggest scam artist book. And it's not because some good things not in the Bible, but it's not presented in the way we should understand the Bible. Because if some good things in the Bible, you know, it's not anything to run away from or to deny or object to. However, the Bible is not just a one author book. There are many authors that contribute to the 66 books in the Bible. Therefore, what the church is about, we think that Jesus came, you know, in a spiritual form on earth, born of a virgin. That's a lie. It is a lie. White people make up that lie and give you Christmas. And you go in a lot of establishment places and people put up Christmas decoration. Those things are rubbish, uncivilized stuff, which if you are able to read world history and Sumerian prehistory, we would know better than to believe these things. And the reason why these kind of concepts spread about, it is because that in and of itself is a story that we should know, and we don't know it. It's a story that concerns anthropology of human life. What distinction we have, like anatomic anthropology. We need to know about our form and the structure of our lives, the four corners of our lives. We are not told that. Christianity is designed to block that, but you don't know. And if you don't get knowledge in your head to understand things around you, you're going to be a person who is not fully developed mentally. Your body, let's say, will mature to an adult and you have family, children, and, you know, and physically, you have nothing else to do beside have children, and your life revolves around a lie about where your beginning started. And therefore, confusion is the order of the day and night, because we don't get to know the historic fact, like at the level where we have our mother and father, and we grow up and become adults, and we know them, whether they are alive or they are passed away. Now, why would someone brought in a Bible, such as they call it the Holy Office, because the European people, they are a species by themselves, and because of their historic past, they cannot afford to tell the truth about life, our life from their life, because we don't belong to the same species. In the World History textbook, no. And if you come to find out how different you are from white people, you will be looked upon like you're a bad person. You're a hater and stuff like that. And they look like they're innocent. The presence of white people in the African people's settlement in the Western world is enough. It's telling you enough. Just their presence is telling you a load of information that you have absolutely a right attitude to hate white people. You have a right to hate them. However, you have to hate them with a discretion, because you don't want to go and start fight with them or nothing like that. You want to live your life, but you should know, as a, you know the identification of who they are, what they have done on the planet, and why the world is the way it is. Why they have something like church out there for unwitting people of what church represents? How do they do that? And you think about what kind of brain do they have. And when I say they are different species, you got to basically understand, why am I saying it? I'm saying it because it's true. I read it. It is true. What I'm telling you is true. That what has happened and what they have done, say 100,000 years ago, if we don't get to know that, we will never know ourselves. And when time factor is very important in addressing what I am saying. Where are we coming from with this? And I'll point you, you know, there are other things in the background, but let's say feature 100,000 years ago, when there was no one in the Western world. I mean, no human being at all. And where we come from, where our life began in Africa, 200,000 years ago. Now, go retrograde back in time, to 100,000 years. I said, we were created 200,000 years ago. All right. Well, after 100,000 that we were developing in Africa, some of us was directed to come out into the Western world here and settlement, you know, make up settlements for ourselves and things like that. So while our ancestors were leaving Africa and to settle out in the Western and other parts of the planet, it was when a sexual attack was made by what they call, you don't hear this name very often now because we are still under an attack to obliterate our existence. And it's the reason why a lot of things just are not what it's supposed to be. And problem is, it is kept a secret. You know, these white people say they are ruling now, and we have been damaged mentally why they are ruling over us. It is a big and a large story. Okay? And so I am talking about why I am here and why my effort is to do this until the time is up. Time is not up yet. And I come to have an interest to do this no matter what. And blessed be those who can see I'm not a bad person. Far from being a bad person. if your neighbor decides to do some maneuver to steal your home, your land, where you dwell, and say it's no longer yours, and you don't have anywhere else to go, how are you going to be looked upon as somebody who is hateful because you hate the neighbor who at least try to do it or actually done it? Now, why shouldn't you hate someone like that? Why somebody would want you to say, well, turn the other cheek? I mean, someone who has the think they have the right to kill you, and you don't do them anything. You don't do them anything. Yeah. Well, what I'm saying there is what is happening right now. With white people are using scam to say they are governing us. They don't have absolutely anything close to being legitimate to be ruling. These people is not supposed to be ruling anything, white people. But the point is, you cannot face them with any notion at all that you would like to have them leave our territory, like how they come in and kick us out of our place where we live and settle and say it's theirs. And if you, you know, and they now have a bureaucracy where they said, you know, you have to pay them taxes, you have to buy things, and you got to go to them if you want to travel from here to over there. You got to go to their everything. White people have to provide you with permission for you to go to over there. It's, you talk about, I said, talk about the Bible, and that the Bible is a scam artist book, and all of the things that I have been saying, the Bible undergirds those evil things. Really, you know, and imagine you're living and holding the Bible as the word of God, and you think God is to bless you because you're trying to live according to the Bible. And I live, you know, in the I am in the church from age 7. And I don't know any of the things that I'm talking about until I was almost, say, 60 years of age that I started to read and know what I am reading. It's different from, you know, the earlier years that even though I was reading to understand more important things at age 27 when I went into high school, adult high school, and was able to read better than fourth grade level. It took another 10 years before my mind got affected by the use of my own education that was allowing me to read, you know, above fourth grade level. Now, you think that you go to school and you learn how to read and write to whatever level you reach in school. But because you can read, I mean, at the level I began to read beyond fourth grade level, and think that, you know, I was living my life, I mean, in Jamaica, you know, until I was 27 years old. And whatever reading I was doing, I was not understanding certain things at all. Certain knowledge did not come to me. Yet still, I am reading at a level where I should be understanding something better or differently. And I couldn't. So to talk about me at high school level reading, perception, comprehension, right, is the right word, comprehension. And I was basically a little bit different because I have a little better understanding of things, yes. But critical things like my attitude to the Bible. I had the same attitude to the Bible now that I have high school education. And I, from 27 years of age, when I, about maybe 28, by about 28 or 29, I graduate from high school. And I'm saying, I found out at the time when I graduated from high school that something is wrong with the way I have been communicating before. I realized that, oh, my sense of words show me then that my previous years till I was 27 and when I went into high school, I realized that a lot of communication is in trouble. I discovered that based on the way I used to think, and especially for me to pass, you know, 10th grade reading comprehension. That's why now I have to say, everybody that at least, you know, say, start at high school, but it may not, you know, it should be that we realize it earlier. But let me start from high school because, you know, I am not trying to, like, you know, displease some people at this juncture of what I'm saying. I'm simply trying to say the reading comprehension, the higher reading comprehension knowledge that I got when I went to school doing the high school diploma. When I started out, I didn't realize anything, but by the time I go and begin to move my reading comprehension higher, I realize that communication in the societal world, I realized that something was wrong, because the dramatic impression that it had on me when I saw that, it didn't just attribute to my family. No, it was worldwide. When I saw that the way people are communicating, something is wrong with it, because for someone to understand you and know exactly what you're saying and, you know, and think it is the truth, only to find out you're hardly hearing the truth from people's mouth when they talk to you. You know, and clearly, we don't take it for anything because we don't know. We are not aware that people are lying to you frequently and you should have a sense of it, and you don't. Now, I am telling you that that changed my mind quite a bit, the way people communicate. But yet still, I did not have a higher highest perception communication when I saw that. But that was a very impressive realization for me, that people are telling you yes, and they only mean a half of yes. They don't mean it 100%. You know? People are making promises and people are lying. When they say no, they should have said yes, but they decide they ain't telling you yes. They're telling you no. And you don't know. You don't know what they're thinking. You take it for reality. But you may find out at some point that this person was lying to you. And it is common that we know people lie, you know. But I'm talking to the depth at which it is common, it is a common thing that we are lying to each other at a depth where that should never be happening at all. So it is easy to betray somebody by just misleading them. You see? When we should be telling each other the truth and let life go on in the right way. All right. So I am telling you now that why are we in this situation? Because of the church. Because of the Bible. You see? Because now we have the white people telling us lie every day in pulpit, in everywhere, just about in everything we do. White people conning us, because the Bible itself is not telling the truth about God, Jesus, the devil, or anything like that. And it is very important that the characters in the Bible that we depend on as God, the Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, you know, those two characters, whether or not you like it, but those are two homosexual characters, right? And if you were in the time, I think back in the 80s or something like that, when they come in with this agape love. I remember back in those years when frequently it came across into the church. The word agape love. And it comes across like it is, you know, pure, clean, good thing. You know? Yeah. But it's long, long after, like a few years later, I come to find out that it is a homosexual word, agape love, and that's a God love. In the Bible, we are reading about God, and we really think that it is the God that creates all things. It's never true. And you can't prove it to be true if you are to be asked the right question about it. it is only hidden because we are not aware of it. But if we learn history and where we are coming from, you'll find out that the Bible is a inhibited book. We should not be reading the Bible. And it would exclude certain portion that is in the Bible that is anti-Christian, you know, and don't go along with any of the foolishness that they're writing. But you don't hear anybody read those places in the Bible. You know what I mean? People don't read those places in the Bible that speak to, you know, being anti-Christian. And Christianity is not a civilized thing. And how much do you know that? You don't know that Christianity is uncivilized. No, you don't. Few people do. Few people do. And to understand that we are on planet Earth, one of many planets in the cosmos. And we feel all right. We feel all right. And we go on with life until we're dead. But there's a higher understanding and spiritual enlightenment that we should have, and we don't have it because of those things written in the Bible about Adam and Eve who were created in a garden, which is not true. What they're writing, it's, you know, it's coming off something in history, but they're not telling you that. They're not telling you what the history really says. Now, where do white people come from is another thing. You know, because that's where we have to go to the head of the stream to know what kind of water we're drinking down here in the middle of the stream. Where do white people come from doing the kind of stuff that they're doing? You know, you only know that they come and anywhere we are, because everywhere on the planet that we African people settle, it is a problem to the white people. The Chinese are a problem to the white people. Indians are a problem. And see if these white people don't go to all of these people and interfere with them. White people do it. So there is a knowledge in reading and how you read. You see what I mean? Because where we start off in the Bible and become blind and only believers in things that the Bible proposes, it's Genesis. We start in Genesis. And once we accept Genesis, it's just like a criminal who decide that they're going to target you to defraud you because they observe a certain way about you that they think that they can pull a trick on you and defraud you. They're going to approach you and begin to, like, slowly make you feel that they, you know, like, you're somebody they like, you know, and thing like that. And they will go on like, you know, you're nice and like, oh, your company is good. So they befriend you, right? They become your friend. And gradually get to the position they want to be in, to deal with you and to pursue their interests. And that's how the Bible is. You see, once they spread the word that we were created in the Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve sinned. We don't know nothing about the background of both Adam and Eve and what happened in the world. We don't know anything. Okay, so unwittingly, we are going to start nipping on the bit. Because this criminal going to work its way without you finding out what they're doing. What you are not to trust, you're going to trust it. Because what? You become a believer that this person is nice. Well, that's the way the Genesis creation story. Once you read that and you believe that, you become a believer and you're your judgment, right? Your the I in your the high of your soul that is to discern. You can't discern anymore because this person do something to you and make you start trusting them. Once a person begin to trust in you, your guard is dropped. You don't, you know, you're not scared of them. You don't suspect anything about them. Well, that's the way the Bible is. But, so now, to read words and understand, you don't drop your guard on anybody. Listen to the truth always. So when you're reading the Bible and just believing what you read, you don't look for no fact, no proof in anything, no evidence to know if what the Bible is saying is true, because you already believe that the Bible is true. And raise the Bible up above everything else so that the Bible don't lie. And you will always tell people that, look, God says so. And once God says so, I believe it. And that's it. Amen. So you're stuck in a world of believing what you don't know, and you will swear that the word of God. No, my friend. You're not getting out of that type of thinking for right now. You won't. Because guess what? You're scared to death that if you blaspheme the Bible, you're blaspheming God and Jesus' Son. So you're scared. You believe the lie about Adam and Eve created in a garden from dust. You believe that. You don't know nothing else. And I come through that phase where I was scared to blaspheme. And I was in my own thought get confused and think that I have said something that maybe, you know, I blaspheme or something like that. So there is a dynamic thing in believing in church doctrines. What we don't know. St. Paul is talking to you, dearly beloved brethren, I come to you like this, and fully I grow up with 100% confidence in what St. Paul says. Anyone, as Simon Peter says, or St. John says, or in the red writing of the Bible where Jesus, they say. Reading, when I left high school, it went on for about another 10 years or so before I came to a realization. Now, I was already reading at that level, but there is a perception that I still don't have. It's not turned on in my mind. But, and what is going to take to turn on realization in my mind is because I look at the world around me, people in general, and I could see clearly that there is a problem in the world where people don't get along with each other. At this level at which the people in the world don't get along together, it's too high. The rate is too high. And what could bring about that state where we everybody is against everybody. And even in your home where you grew up with your siblings, you could find problem in there where some of your brothers or sisters want to fight with you. And, you know, for what for? You know? So there is a evil in the world that blinds us. And the church is the instrument. I'm telling you that the church is the instrument for all this blindness and all the problem that we have. It's the church that we grow up in. And you think about Jesus, and you can't see or perceive of anything else with a greater knowledge than what you have in the church. And if you leave and go to college or university, no matter what you learn, you are compelled, because you grew up in church and learn about belief in God and stuff like that, whatever academic you learn in school, it's going to be all right. But I tell you what, if you were reading right, you wouldn't go to church. Church would never be a good thing for you to go to. You see what I mean? So a realization has got to come to you about the way you read. And that's a fact. The way you read has a lot to do with whether or not somebody can con you. You feel what I mean? And whenever you read, take it seriously, and there is no context, that you are going to allow to set your attention where you just take for granted. No, you cannot take for granted when you're reading a piece of information. You just do not. Because you will go astray and you think it's the will of God. No, gospel. All right. If you are reading the Bible about the talking serpent, and you start thinking, say, well, but, oh, God did not tell them that a serpent was coming there and to beware. You know, you start thinking something like that, and you start thinking about how the serpent come in and tell these people, particularly Eve, that, as it were, God is lying when he said she will die. Imagine that. So you're reading and you're paying attention to this story now about, you know, it's pertaining to you. So once you believe in the Bible and that it's the word of God, and you start to read some things that, because there are a lot of things in the Bible that if you're reading sober and sound, you're going to find out something wrong, you know. And don't, if you want to say, well, Some places in the Bible give you assurance that the Lord loves you and the Lord is on your side. And you're going to find out a lot of times you see things happening to adult children, and you think that, you know, God should be able to, like, deliver these people out of such a tragedy and thing, and no, God not show up, right? So you look at that, and instead, you think that God would do something if a God was there and responding to his word in the Bible, as far as God is going to protect you. You know, God is going to let everything go right with you. And you're seeing those things and say, well, but it is not happening. Yes. Yes. So what I'm trying to explain to you is that to the depths to which our mind is delinquent, you can have a PhD and degrees of university. And what I'm telling you is happening to you, and you don't know, because you grew up like that. And the way the learning, the context of learning that we do, it doesn't take you into this type of more serious thinking, that when you read, you don't believe why you don't know. And you are not to think that when you read something and you know that you know what it says, you don't sidestep the things that you are doubting. You need to research it. This is what I'm saying. The day when I was walking along and I thought about why people don't get along, and the question arise in my head, is it possible for people to get along? So it was, you know, if that question come into your head, what would you think? All right? Well, my thinking is based on my equation to other people and myself, that what am I going to think? What is my conclusion on that about possibility of people getting along? At the rate that we are not getting along, it seems like there is no remedy. But in my conscience, I felt like we all can get along if we want to get along. That's my conclusion. If people want to get along, they can get along. And why we are not getting along, there is a reason. And maybe you don't know the reason, but for somebody who can realize what the reason is why we are not getting along, is that something happened to us. Why? Because I don't see anything with Adam and Eve that says they were not getting along. As far as I can see, as you read there, they were in union with each other. I didn't see that any one of them was giving the other any trouble. And they are the first two people according to the Bible. So there are things there for us to see and observe and know for sure that what the Bible is saying is nonsense. When the Bible said that, 1 Corinthians 2, that your mind must be unnatural for you to understand the things of God in the Bible, that if you can't see that that is a lie, something is very wrong with your mind, even though you have a PhD. But guess what? Your mind is set on believing everything that you read in the Bible. That's where your mind is set, to believe it. Don't, because the Bible is too above everybody's thinking. That's where it is put. That's where the church hold the Bible up. And never will you find anything. It doesn't matter what doubt you have. You're going to say, let God be true and all men be liars. In an ideal case where the Bible was telling the truth, that would be cool. Because you wouldn't see nothing in the Bible where it's not making any sense. And you can't find a solution. You see, because there should be solution in the Bible. But the fact you can't find a whole bunch of solution for the multiple things them that you see not on the right side in the Bible, you should never at all accept it. But this is the case with us in the world. These white people are able to come here in the Western world after 100,000 years almost done, and they come here and invading and killing us and steal everything we have and talk about they have government and things like that. Come on, man. Come on. So we are so confused that you don't have a mind to where you can think on make discovery based on your sense of words. Okay? You're reading a non-fiction book. Real stuff being talked about in there. Real thing. Take it for what it is, because it's a, let's say, autobiography or a biography. Real thing that are being said there. And if what's being said is about a character, a person, you know it's real, because nobody is going to get up and write an autobiography of foolishness, you know, and accuse themselves of a whole bunch of nonsense and stuff like that. And say you did all these kind of things that don't make any sense. You don't write that as an autobiography. So who is going to write an autobiography of foolishness, lies, and about themselves? Because that's what autobiography is about, you and what you do. And you may bring in other people into what you do. And, you know, and then who is you're going to, like, write lies? Like a fictional writer with many characters in the play. You know what I mean? We are at a place now in the world where things happened 100,000 years ago and we don't know about it. So we don't know about white people. But, you know, the questions are there for us to answer. Where do they come from? Where white people come from? And then if you know about species, human species, any category of creatures that come from a first ancestor, you know, there's a species for that class, okay? So class of people, white people are, you can trace that. And the World History Textbook is the right book to read to know who white people are. Where they come from, what is their first parent species, We have to know that, where they come from. You see, because if somebody is a thief and they're passing themselves off like they are real honest person, you know, and when they are caught doing something, they're going to deny it and say, no, it's not, they didn't do it. So what I'm trying to say, you don't make people tell you foolishness when you have education to determine. Now, since, all right, you used to respect a person who is a criminal, like they were honest. But now when the truth come out, you still look at them like they're honest? You know what I mean? A lot of that is happening. That, you know, you easily believe in a crook. And even when it is noise abroad that this is a crook, because you know this person, they don't do you nothing, you believe them, say them not, they didn't do the crime. So what I'm trying to say to you is that you're reading the Bible and you have this high esteem of the Bible, but you never take the time to suspect anything, because when all those promises make in the Bible and affirmative that God is a spirit, and you have to worship the spirit in spirit and in truth. When the Bible is telling that your mind must be unnatural to understand those things, you are assuming big time that it is true, because there is nothing there to prove anything. So when the way to lose respect for a person is for you to understand evidence that they did it. The person did it. This person is a crook, although they don't steal from you. So then we grow up in church, and there is no grounds there for us to start thinking that the church is not good. You see what I mean? So we grow up believing what the church says. Now, psychologically speaking, we must be pitied. We need pity, because it's difficult to grow up in that circumstance and somebody's going to tell you, say, the Bible is not a good book, and it's the first time you hear that. Now, instead of you asking for evidence and go into word process and see what this person is talking about, you don't do that, because you feel sure of everything that the Bible is talking about. Now, if you are able to take up the Bible and begin to read it and find contradiction between what is written in there about God on the first day, the second day, and the third day, when the serpent came, right, and destroyed everything, right, for you now to begin to see the Bible as an erroneous anomaly book. It's not about real life and how life come about, but you take it as such. You see what I mean? And here are these white people, they are sodomites, you know, I mean, they are homosexual, they are everything that's bad, but yet still they are looked upon like they are good, nice people anyway. And they are the ones that set up, take charge of our institution when they came here 400 years ago. And our people were here 30,000 years in America. 400 years to 30,000 years in America is something serious to understand. And when they come here, and if you read and know something about these white people, that they come to America, it's not the first place they come and invade, but this is one of the places where we settled over the past 100,000 years. Okay? Now, whatever angle of life they come from, we need to know that. And you know what? I've been reading a long time and never could find out until The World is a Textbook. And I never considered that. You know, I didn't put no two and two together to think of that. But when I started to read the World Literature Textbook, I find exactly where white people come from. Yeah. And if I weren't reading to understand possibilities and humanity, then I wouldn't find out. It would be a puzzle. All right. So can people come together? Yeah. The thing about it is this. To ask a question like that now and get a good answer, it's difficult, because I tell you what. There was no civilization on Earth, according to the World Literature Textbook. No civilization, say, going back 5 million years ago or so. There was no civilization on Earth by no one. Right? And when some kind of interesting history came about, it's like 4 to 3 million years ago when creatures were born, right? And when that happened, we have the history to tell us. Chapter 1 in World History Textbook, Glencoe World History, Spilvergel National Geographic, Chapter 1, my friend, tell us exactly who we are. Tells us exactly who we are. And the chapter in the book, this volume of world National Geographic World History, it is published in 2004. Published in 2004, right? Edition. And edition 2, right? So 2004 published, and it is edition number 2. This book tells us this about the exclusive history of the first human, what they look like human. It's no, it's not human. The first creature was not human. It was not human at all. Period. It was hominid. These white people is trying to make it seem like it was human being that came first. That's not true. You see what I mean? None of these white people are human at all by nature, right? They engraft themselves somehow with some biological elements that don't really make them legitimate human beings. Okay? So they go ahead and write these things in World Literature Textbook. It should not be in there. And I am going to show you now, if you must find yourself on this planet and know who you are, look, that's all there is to it. If you decide to not read and know, you're going to follow something which is not the real thing to follow. You need to use your own education. Read words and understand what you read. So when you become institutionalized and you believe into your institution that they have the truth, because doctor this said that, scholar that said that, and all kind of thing, and that's what carry you. No, you know what? They calling themselves doctor and this and the other because they think they have words on their side. But what happens when they don't have the right way of reading. They only have it to a certain limit, certain point, because there's no way you should have a PhD and you're going to tell someone who contradicts, let's say, your Christian belief and use history to do it, and you say, for your defense, you know, you don't, you're not into history. No, that's blasphemy. You see what I mean? So you have people like in Jamaica now that in post-slavery, white people put up all kind of a building out there for church, right? And now are indoctrinated with the concept of God and Jesus and Satan and all that. That dominates our thinking, right? Because we, if like Selassie and other, you know, leaders in African population, if they had given us world history textbook and not leave us over to the white people to tell us about Mr. Willie, Master Willie, and Miss Peggy and all them kind of foolishness there, we would understand ourselves and understand the world around us, but they don't do it. And of course, it's like we can't even blame them, because they themselves, that I just calling him, they're born into, like, you know, the Christian era. Selassie was affected by Christianity, whether or not he was fully, you know, a believer, but he was jerked up, right, and was running away from these white people when he should chase them away, and he couldn't chase them away. But having a army was not going to chase these white people away. You know, you need to know the truth about yourself, right? And not put yourself in a position where they don't care about your creator, because they want to write a creator in a Bible and call it God, and you must worship that God, and you don't read no nuance about anything to save you from these white people, them sodomites. You can't be safe from them when you don't know your history. Let me read this and tell you what I found out when I read this. Okay? They write this in a very sloppy, slack, and worthless antagonist kind of way. But you can pick sense out of nonsense if you are reading it properly. Okay? Because white people are not that smart like we think. Because all the foolishness they write in the Bible, taking over the civilized world and make it whatever they want it to be for themselves, for their faggot homosexual self. We will find out. We're in what we read. They are hiding and working on our brain. You see what I mean? If we are reading properly. So you are a university degree person, and you are coming out of a manipulated education. And therefore, hey, when you graduate from college or university, Jehovah's Witness people come and knock on your door, and they have them literature and everything like that, and talk all kind of crap to you. And you are left to, like, be taken in by what they say. You see what I mean? Because guess what? We don't know where we're coming from, and we don't know where we're going, and we are open up to believe in foolishness. Because when you read, you're not steering yourself out of trouble. You're actually being drawn in by the nonsense that you're reading, right? So I'm warning you now, you're going to hear some things that you probably don't agree with. But you can find out certain key things about there were two different types. There are no more than two human species. And these white people will tell you most 21 human species and more. What they are doing is counting subgroups as species. No, the parent species we're talking about, the first one, okay, the hatch and send the population along. That's what we're talking about. ID, the parent ancestor, is not a whole bunch of them. There is one set. And from that one set, male and female, that hatch, that's what we're dealing with. It's significant that, you know, because the name is registered like hominid. The first that what they call life that we are counting today as human beings. The reason why we have a presentation of the first human. Who named that human? Who named the first creature, hey, human? Who? You don't get hey to be human. White people do that. And they write it in the world as a textbook. You know, so right there is a whole bunch of confusion there. When we are calling ape human, you know, and even start to call it anthropic at that. When no, and they even begin to call us homo sapien, all that. We are not homo at all. And who came up with homo as a prefix? For almost homosexual and all that. Who brought it up? Is it African people? Is it the gods call us that? No. So where we come from now, calling ourselves homo sapien. We are wise sapien. For goodness sakes, it's written in the world as a textbook that we African people here, that these folks are, you know, killing us day by day and talk about they have law, A.D. Anadamani. A.D. Anadamani is one of the most ignoramus thing for us today with, I mean, a whole lot of, you know, high education degrees. How do we come to accept A.D. Anadamani as a bureaucracy, political thing? How do we get that? How do we get Jesus to be born of a virgin? How do we get that from white people who will tell us that we have a whole bunch of human species? In this book right here, at least, they did not say that in here. But out there, that's what they say. If you go on Google, they will not quote the World History textbook. They will not. White people don't. You see? And if you read into this World History textbook, you will find enough, more than enough, facts in there where you done shut these white people out of civilization because they are never civilized. They were never human beings. And, you know, When a rape is done, you know, one day I saw a little monkey was trying to rape a duck, you see. Yeah, and I look at that. I look at that, really. This monkey, little monkey, not a big one,
you know, I mean, trying to rape the duck. Imagine that. The thing is about it is that what has happened is, you know, such a bad negative dimension of corruption that ape primates, Homo erectus, that comes from the hominid to molest the Neanderthals for long duration of time. Neanderthals are sapient species. Okay. And so are we hybrid. Neanderthal was not an hybrid. He was a subgroup from wise sapien. And we sapien from the sapien were used by the gods to mix our blood. When I say our, I mean sapien, white sapien species. The gods used white sapien that came in Africa 250,000 years ago, while the hominid came 3.5 to 4 million years ago. A big, 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 big wide difference that. So in this book, if you read The World is a Textbook, you will find out what I'm saying. And I imagine you're hearing me saying strange things you have never heard. And it's hard to be a Christian believing person with all of the scriptures in your head. It's hard to have that in your head and take what I'm saying seriously, because you exalt what you believe more abundantly than what I am telling you is in The World is a Textbook. And what you don't know is that the Bible is not a certified book from an academic standpoint. Okay? But The World is a Textbook is certified. So when they come into this World is a Textbook and put all kind of a dirty, nasty things in there, you got to understand how it got in here. Because they are endeavor to, since they cast a spell on us and our brain is no longer working like it used to, say the first 100,000 years in Africa, there was nothing wrong with us. But when we are leaving and coming out into the outer world, yeah, they preempt us. By their, when we were in route and leaving to come out into the world outside of Africa, that's when their blood get into our bloodstream, because we were not a plenty people at that time, right? And that's how they did the sexual thing that enter our bloodstream. It's the reason why they write a Bible and talk about the fall of mankind on a talking serpent. It's these homosexual white people. That's what they are. You see what I mean? That's why they were quick to kill you. I mean, once they realize you don't have much of a sense, and you're talking where they don't want to hear, they kill you. They kill you. You know what I mean? But if they sense that you are not somebody to be taken for granted, they leave you alone. We go about the business like shamey puppy. I want to talk about the serious things about civilization. White people are not civilized. And if you can't tell them that to their face and tell them that you don't have any government here, you have law to kill us and everything like that, look, get out. That's what we kind of stuff we need to tell these white people. Because So long we have the gods that create us and leave us here because, okay, they could have destroyed us and done away with us because they don't make us and use us and whatever. And if we're going to give them trouble and pollute the earth and stuff like that, they have a right to just done away with us. You know, just one shower of rain that just cover us up or whatever else, or suck us up with into tornadoes and earthquake and stuff like that. You see, they have the right and power, nobody else but them, to get rid of us. Why are we entertaining white people, fucking asshole white people, sodomite, in our territory when history don't give us the right to entertain them? Why? And about, they didn't just come for us to entertain them. They're coming here and talk about they have law to rule us. And of course, they've been using their so-called sodomite law 2,000 years or so ago, man, on us. And right now, they have law, AD and Adamana law, to kill us. Kick you out of where you are. They have right to do anything. But you know what? If you are hearing what I'm saying right now, and you realize that the position we are in, then it's over for them. Because they cannot defeat the truth. They cannot defeat the truth. They have us blind and dumb, and our brain is, you know, delinquent. And we don't understand much of what is going on. But if you understand what I'm going on, and now you are able to hold in your, you know, under your grasp, and you know what to say, they cannot deal with you. You see what I mean? And when people are twisted in their minds and can't deliver, that's how, like two boxers. Now, if you see this guy out to knock you out, and you don't know what to do, he's going to knock you out. You see what I mean? Because he's in there to defeat you. Not to kill you, but to defeat you. And therefore, you're going to get some serious punches. Because he wants to say, possibly, knock you out. Like you lay down for a little while, or, you know, even semi-conscious. But he wants to put you down. Right? Well, we cannot have so much in us then. We have so much in us to get rid of white people. But you can't get rid of them and when you believe in Jesus. You can't get rid of them. And they know that nothing will go so because they read our history. They know our history. And yet them writing all them things in the Bible and know that they're tricking us, prophets prophesying about Jesus. And they don't have enough sense to know that. All right. If you are writing a prophecy about Jesus, write it and make it sense and have a fulfillment there. I mean, somehow, you know, to like tie us out or something like that. But they don't even do that. They write something completely different in New Testament from what they wrote as a prophecy. So it means that something is wrong with us when we are here praising Jesus and seeking the Holy Ghost, when the scripture doesn't say any Jesus Christ came and be a king and a prince of peace and all that kind of stuff. You don't see nothing in the New Testament and say that. No. It, they must show you that, I mean, Jesus was killed on a cross and died for your sin. When they don't prove that, that Adam and Eve was anywhere and sin, they don't prove that, but they write it. And none of these things we don't seek to prove just by reading. We do not. So something is wrong with our brain, like I said, over the past 100,000 years, that the kind of thing that we are suffering now, nothing is helping us. Nothing is helping us, right? But remember, I was under the church concept until, like I said, about, you know, over half a century. And it is what went on into my mind that caused me to be reading and understanding what I'm reading, that got me to where nobody is walking towards me now and try to, you know, do away with me and what I'm saying. No, nobody has not been able to do that. Nobody at all. And you think there will be somebody? No, because what happened to me is real. It was not like a devil or nothing, like a demon that talked to me. No, I'm meditating all the time. I'm a person who meditate and look and search for things, you know, with my brain. And when, you know, I'd been looking for a better life, really. And that day, when that challenge came into my brain, and I thought about it, that's what I needed. That moment, that day, I'll never forget that day. And then I started to put my concentration into what I discover, that just read and understand what you're reading. And that's the way for you to get rid of anything and anybody that is a problem to you. If you did believe this and you read something and it tells you, say, no, that's not so. You don't stay with that, because you must make sure that your sense of words is guiding you. You see what I mean? It's the word. It's not nobody. It's what you come to as a conclusion. You don't make nobody, you know, if you're working out anything with somebody, you must work it out together. They can't just work it out and then, you know, I'm talking about, you know, things that are relevant to what I'm saying. I'm not saying somebody cannot do anything for your, for you and you thank them, because they may have somebody. I'm not talking about craft work and all that. I'm talking about common sense about right from wrong. That's what I'm talking about. You must decide wrong and right for yourself. When a Bible is telling you that your mind needs to be unnatural, I look at the word definitions to see if it is possible. I didn't do anything else. You see, I look for the definitions to see, can your brain be unnatural and you read better, that the things them that they write in the Bible that don't make no sense make sense to you, right? Well, what they are really saying, your mind, you need to be intoxicated in order to agree with those things in the Bible. That's what they mean. So they are giving you what you call there, the word is misnomer. The Bible is full of misnomer. White people will never tell you the truth about anything unless they are giving you a little truth and twist you the next time they open up. They're going to twist you to something, but they give you that first because it's innocuous. That's not going to do much of anything, but it's to bring you in. You see what I mean? So you've got to know that what is the difference between natural and unnatural. Right? To know whether or not the Bible is telling you something good. But when you swallow that down, it means that something is wrong with your brain. And you have law degrees. You have university degree and college degrees. You see? Another type of degrees. So you're not going anywhere at all. Because there you're reading something and it's lying and you don't know it's lying. Your mind cannot ever be unnatural and make you read better, because your mind is not a tangible thing. Your mind is intangible. You see, what is happening to your flesh inside of you carrying information to your mind and make you able to talk it, that's a serious thing, right? But look, that's intangible, okay? So when you're dealing with intangible things, how do you get that to be something like your mind has to be, your mind has to be unnatural. Unnatural state? Unnatural state? Make you like somebody take some liquor off drunk and that make you read better? But if somebody fool you up, lie to you, your mind, you believe them. Your mind is in an unnatural state. And you're going to read and know better in that state of mind? We are, in a linguistic sense, you are messed up. You are, you know, you are confused. Your mind is in an unnatural state when you're confused. So why the Bible is telling you your mind needs to be unnatural for you to understand things better? Well, that's opposite. Your intangible mind must be kept healthy. And your perception is working properly. Your mind will never be able to be unnatural and get you doing better. No. You don't read better, think better when your mind is not in healthy shape. But that's what the Bible tell you, though. There's no context to change it from the negative that is into that. You just don't get your mind to be unnatural. Your mind cannot be unnatural and it serves your health. This is what I'm saying. But how well will you see what I'm saying? Let me tell you this. White people is our problem. White people is our problem, right? And the way to destroy them is to know your history. You don't go, and then you know what church is. It may take you a long time to find out that church is a homosexual, dirty, nasty rag. Church is not for any civilized people, okay? So when you hear the word church, you must understand that church is a uncivilized name. It's not for us. All right. I'm going to read this to you now. And this has to do exclusively with the way humanity come about. And if you want to think that primates are human, it's your business. Because it's not. Take it down to the word level, you will find that the first hominid were not human, right? When you know that, you know something. They were apes and the flat-faced man of Kenya, right? It's the history talking that. Apes, hominid, okay? They come from monkeys. Race, right? And their species is presented to us that their first parent ancestor as a primate is hominid. Nothing less, nothing more, right? It is absurd that we are in this situation where we are sold as slaves and so sexual. The whole background is coming from sex. That destroy our brain and why we cannot think properly. And who's going to talk to me and straighten out what I say? Bring it, come, let me see. 347-850-1358. Come in, call me, let us talk, and everything will be all right. Okay, now, I want you to get just this point, and then move on to what I want to say. From hominids to wise sapiens. These are the two different hominids, okay? You have hominid species. It goes to the white people, and you have white sapien goes to Neanderthals and the rest of ethnic hybrid people. The earliest, these very two significant feature here, object, hominid sapien, the earliest human-like king separation now between hominids and sapien. It is saying now the first one, hominid, is the earliest, they call it human-like. And it should not be human-like. It should be just the first hominid, the earliest creature lived in Africa as long as 3 to 4 million years ago. That's the way it should read. But see, they're sticking in there about human-like. It was flat-faced ape of Kenya. Donald Johnson, the founder of this finding here. So this is what I'm trying to tell you, that we are having a rough time, a very, very rough time with these white people who come and decide to convert themselves into humans. You see, because they find to be human as a lot of thing in paradise. And they who live for, you know, almost 4 million years making stone tools and get nowhere with their life, now they come and want a glorious life out of the African hybrid people. And if we don't read and get a higher sense of what we're reading, they drag us down right where we are. Because you see what they do? Yes, they put their rhesus blood inside of us. And over 100,000 years, there's hardly any of us that have a good brain. Yeah, you can add and subtract and make some money and stuff like that. But look, you're in the church. Your life is done, just about. If you don't find out and get up to that higher level frequency, you are going to perish, because ain't no heaven made up for you as you are. It's about what you think. That's what gives you a spiritual life and energy and value. It's your spiritual thinking. And if you're thinking that your life must be unnatural to understand the good things that white people are teaching in the Bible, the talking serpent. You know, when you find out that white people are the talking serpent in the Bible, what are you going to do? Are you going to do? It's about learning and learn the truth. All right, here we go here. The earliest creature. Yeah, that's what he's supposed to read. It's nothing about human-like. You see what I mean? It is about the truth, my friend. Let's go with the truth. You see, I'm going to find out that your life is better when you do, the way you think. All right, so it goes on. These creatures lived in Africa as long as 300 to 400 million years ago, called Australopithecines. Okay? Or Southern apes. Loud and clear, you get it. This is not talking about the other species, the sapien species. It's talking about the hominid, right? They are also called apes, okay? By their discoverer, Donald Johnson, they flourish in Eastern and Southern Africa. they were the first hominids. Creatures.
They say hominids, then they put, you know, a bracket and say humans and other creatures. You see, they're putting in themselves in there. He said hominid. Why just leave it open if it is human? Hominids mean human being. Leave it open. No, but they're bracketing it up now because they are adding to the record here. Yes, they walk upright. They are human who walk upright. Human always are created 200,000 years ago, and every one of them walk upright. So see, what they are trying to do is attach themselves to the civilized people. You see what I mean? And they have gone far enough right now to just about. That's why they have laws to kill us anytime they want. You know, see? Okay. Now, you know, it's not law that they have. It's time for us to stand up and let them know that their law don't work here in the Elohim kingship jurisdiction. Government jurisdiction from land to land is different. They have Europe and we have outside of Europe. Everywhere outside Europe belongs to us. Anywhere we go, it is us through the Elohim that brought civilization on earth. You see what I mean? But since we don't know, they're riding us like donkeys. And talk to us like we are idiots because we don't understand. All right. So it goes on. He says, these hominids make simple stone tools. Recently, however, archaeologists in Kenya have discovered a skull that they believed is from yet another form of hominid. They have called Kenyanthropus Plateops the flat face man of Kenya. You hear that? The hominid creatures. Right? Simple stone tools. Okay? And recently, however, archaeologists in Kenya have discovered a skull that they believe is from yet another form of hominid. Hominid, not human. They have called it Kenyanthropus, the flat-faced man of Kenya. You hear that? That's who they, a white people species, really is. And think that it is about 3.5 million years old. You get that? So it is. Not for human, but for hominid primates. Right? So you got it 3.5 million years long ago, and there's no civilized human yet. No come yet. Okay, a second stage in early human development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus. Yes? Homo erectus. Upright human. You see, they keep putting it in bracket. It's a subject. It doesn't belong in here, and they're writing it in there. A species that emerged 1.5 million years ago. Right? So how were they, how
How was they? The Homo erectus come from directly from the hominid, right? Come directly from hominid. How are they going to say it is a species that emerged around one? I mean, no, the species that emerged, the species that emerged, they're lying right here, right? The species that emerged 3.5 million years ago. That's what it is. And it doesn't matter how they improve themselves. They don't come from another species. They come from hominid. That's it. Clear cut and dry. Hominid were the first to leave. You see? See? They want to say they are hominid, but they are human at the same time. You see what I mean? That what these white people do into the world is a textbook. So if you don't read and keep it in context, they come here and write all these old bunch of nonsense. But the thing is that we are able to glean things here to keep the context of humanity out of the water, right? And push come to shove, they are going to drown because they're writing a whole bunch of lies that contradict themselves. The hominid were first to leave Africa. We never come about in Africa yet, right? At 1.5 million years. No civilized man, no debout. So what kind of human are they? Hominid human? Nonsense. No, human being is different. These hominids were the first to leave Africa and move into both Europe and Asia. They were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to keep warm in colder areas. All right? That's them. That's the hominid trying to call themselves humans. Listen to this now. Around 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage in human development began with the emergence of a new species. This is a new species. Remember how they tried to call themselves a species? You know, when they say upright human being, right? It says a second stage in early human development, listen to this, occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus, upright walking being, a species, you say a species, you know, it's hominid species, you know, and they are not the early parents, they are a subgroup, right? A species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago, Homo erectus, made use of larger and more varied tools. These hominids, not human, he said, these hominids were the first to leave Africa and move into both Europe and Asia. They were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to keep warm in colder areas. All right. Enough for them now. This is the critical part that we have to pay attention to. Because the division, we and them don't intertwine at all because we are different species with different taxonomic blood. We and these white people, hominid, are not no look-alike human, nothing. See, but they reach a stage where they can tell us anything and we shut up our mouth. And we are here to read good. And you have university degrees, college degrees and so forth and so on. are able to read and know that these people are, fucking a lot of body. You know, see what I mean? That's what they are doing, and we are here, can't get over whatever problem we have. We're not even trying now. We've gone that bad, it appears. All right, so now it goes on to say that around 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage in human development began with the emergence of a new species, right? So 200,000 years ago, a complete strange species came about 250,000 years ago. And say, it is a third crucial stage in human development with the emergence of a new species, not just a species, but a new species. It never said that to Homo erectus. They weren't new. It just said a species. And I correct species because they are a subgroup to the hominid. Okay? Primates. You see? So it goes on to say, emergence of a new species, wise sapien, one parent species for sapien. You see, one. And they want to put Homo sapien here. We are not Homo. We are wise sapien. And that's what these white people are doing to us. Wise human being. Now, they try to say that they are human also. But it said that we are human being. And they want to come in under that and talk about they are humans too. That's not true. They are no human. They are monkey-faced people. And it's the interbreeding that they do that biological changes took place with them. Why they look like they are human and now talking like they are human. I'm telling you this because you need to know. And so it goes on again. Another thing that these white people decided to ignore and not mention it at all in what they write about history, because they don't want the world to know who we are. So they can morph on as much of our characters as they want. That's what they are doing, but they are not going to succeed because the gods are still watching over us. They'll allow us to see things and put ourselves back together. So it goes on that two distinct subgroups, Neanderthals and wise sapien, that mean us ethnic groups, both developed from one wise sapien. Only one species we have as a parent species, and that is sapien. And these guys are coming now trying to graft themselves in to being sapien too. Listen, imagine what we are up against because our brain gets shocked, from 100,000 years ago. But a remnant is being preserved. We have remnants of us. That's just going to wake up and see what's happening. And then You see what they are going to do whenever the truth, they are faced with the truth. And so that's what I wanted to read to you, to let you know where we're coming from. We're not coming from two
from the same place at all. You see, and let's hope that, you know, you got something there. So now, let's go to this next section of the presentation. And we're going to begin with the headline here. History. Africa hybrid ethnic people originated from hominid mix with Y sapien. So it is Africa hybrid ethnic people originated from Elohim mix with wise sapien. That gives us two species mix to make one sapien, right? A earthly being mix with the gods. So we ethnic people originated from the Elohim blood mixed with the earthly being, our earthling, wise sapien. That's what I've just read into the World History textbook. That's where the two subgroups came from, Neanderthals and the wise sapien, right? And we two subgroup came from the wise sapien, the first ancestry. So we need to know who we are and not allow encroachment on our existence, okay? We don't tolerate what's going on forevermore. No sooner than we come to wake up, we must get to business and be representative of who the Elohim gods are and why we are here. These white people don't know about talking anything. No, they're trying to debate whether or not their Homo erectus was able to talk and all this kind of stuff. These people are talking all kind of under the body all foolishness, you know, see. And that's where they get it from. They're sodomites. That they could come in America and making law to marry two homosexual people. Like, you know, but who gave them the authority for married people anyway? White people not supposed to be here on our territory talk about they're doing anything. And that's how backward we are. There's a lot to be said to kick these white people out without any restraint. They must go back to where they come from. It's like they are behaving like they never come from no place else, don't you see? No. They never kill nobody here. That's the way they behave, don't you see? And they want to call themselves human being. Yeah. World history record. Africa hybrid ethnic people originate from Elohim mix with wise sapien. The book titled Sapien. Listen to this. The book titled Sapien Lied. Yeah, a book that they put out is lying about sapien. These sodomite people, you got to understand what they're doing, what we have up against us. And look, we don't need no physical force to fight with these people. We just need the living word of truth about who we are. We don't let them stand up and go and tarnish us one decade to another. We need to stand up and speak the truth. And the truth comes from the book of knowledge of our history, all right? So now, I'm saying to you that the book that they put out and in 26 languages and stuff like that, lie about sapien. And you're going to be shocked to hear what these white people are doing with our character, man. About wise sapien of 200,000 years ago. They lied about that in that book, Sapien. Right? And let's see how much I can tell you here, because I got the book from the library and eventually take it back to the library after I had it for reasonable time to read it. And I didn't read much of it at all when I saw what they're saying. You know, it is enough for you to vomit, really. You know, and I could tell that these sodomite people are, you know, are trying to, fudge up their thing. You know, to make it sound like, oh, they have some truth going on for them. In our jurisdiction, they don't belong here. This is what I'm saying. You know, and it is for people to understand legal law, legitimate law. These white people don't have none. They are not here under no legitimate law at all. You see what I mean? The only people that rule Earth, according to their own politician Cicero, in the first BC, he exclaimed that the gods directs and govern the Earth. And that's true. When they came here, from 450,000 years ago. They are the ones that brought civility here. Every single thing that is here civilized. These guys were primates all the time before the gods came here. There is no civilization by them. They're making stone tools. So we can't get the history twisted up. We just cannot afford that. So now, why Europe primate hominid white men covering up their sexual molestation of the wise sapien people when they did back crossing introgression and miscegenation against the hybrid people? The lies Europe are telling about wise sapiens. It is the lies against wise sapien species, because meaning the first ancestor. Okay? The first ancestors of Neanderthals, male and female. Right? They are lying about our first ancestors, the sapien species. We are sapien. Nobody else is. The Neanderthal and we, hybrid people, are sapiens. Nothing from over the hominid side. And what they do is what they are covering up to us. They are covering up that they extinct the Neanderthals, which is sapien species people. Okay? So they are getting away with a lot of things because, you know, if you're bulldog fucking asshole kind of a power that they have, you see, that we have not gotten around to, like, get on top of things. You see what I mean? As anytime we get on top of things, look, the gods do the rest. All right. A, the gay lie. Homo sapiens evolved
in Africa from Homo heidelbergensis. You hear? The gay lie is about Homo sapien, because there's no Homo sapien. It's all white sapien. I'm telling you what these white people, fucking ass white people, are doing to our characters. Why they turn off my mic and don't allow my program to run and for people to hear it. These gay lie, Homo sapien lie. It's white sapien. And Carl talk about a sapien were evolved in Africa from this other type of a creature. They coexisted from a long time in Europe and the Middle East with the Neanderthals. You hear this? Lie. And possibly with Homo erectus. See, they barely like bringing in Homo erectus in there. And they are the chief ones that have done the sexual attack on the hybrid people. The Homo erectus. But they're talking about somebody else here. And possibly with the Homo erectus in Asia and Homo floresiensis in Indonesia. All them kind of whole bunch of foolishness them talk about, but are now the only surviving human species. What is the only surviving species? The flourishing fluorescensis in Indonesia. Talk about the Homo sapien. Imagine, look at the way they tangle us up into Homo all over the place, and you don't hear anybody. I mean, you know, making any academic opposition to it. So we are just sailing along with these sodomites in our territory. They don't even talk about they're getting out from our territory, that they are homosexuals. And our history don't tolerate it. And nobody's saying anything. I'm saying something. Let's see how far we get with it. So it goes on to say, Pian offspring, August 22, 2018, that made it clear. That Denny was the directed was direct offspring. Denny was the direct offspring of two distinct humans. Pardo. We'd also caught these two in the act. I don't know what they're talking about. Because you're talking about sapien. Homo erectus is an extinct species of archaic human . What Homo erectus has to do with archaic human . You see all these are foolishness that they're writing, and without the history in the book, you these things will lodge in your brain and you think I threw them a talk. Talking about archaic humans from the Pleistocene with its earliest occurrence about 2 million years ago. All these are a whole bunch of trash that they're talking, you know, whole bunch of nonsense. But we don't have anybody, we don't have anybody standing up for the truth about, you know, our history. We don't have anybody standing up for it. Except, I know what I'm saying here is definitely 100% pre-history, right? And clearly, setting the record straight as best as I know it right now, and nobody's taking me up on it. So it has to be that there is something about what I'm saying, that I'm saying it right. I'm not trying to cook nothing. I am doing my best, the best I can. So now it goes on. Several human species, listen to this, several human species. Like I told you before, there is only two human species of parent ancestry. And one is the hominid and one is the sapien. No more, no less. I read it to you in the World Book. H. Heidelbergensis and H. Homo antecessor. With the former generally considered to have been the ancestor of Neanderthals. A whole bunch of trash that they're writing inside there. You know, they write these things until the end come, you know what I mean? But I'm telling you, we are in bad shape, and we ought to put on, you know, our attention to the things that we can handle and talk about, and not leave these white people in our territory, I mean, planning, using this Bible to, you know, to gain access to our body to fuck, and we don't say nothing. We make them write all these old bunch of trash. You see, Denise Van and modern humans, they talk all this whole bunch of nonsense, appear to have evolved from Homo erectus. All these kind of a mix up stuff they're talking about, my friend. You're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network. This is the Cosmic Philosopher, and I am Tim Aldred. I'm trying to get certain things straight here for people who are able to understand what I am saying. Okay? All right. Let's go to my final rendition. And this is going to be concerning our history that Bible and Christianity don't want us to know about, right? So for you who have an interest in our history, here are a few excerpts or, you know, paragraphs written by the authors of this research, edited by Michael Tellinger. These are scientists that have been to South Africa and did extensive research over there concerning our civilization that first happened on Earth. It was not from Sumerian, was not from Mesopotamia. What happened over there is a secondary manifestation of human civilization. First, we were created in South Africa, and then later on, Sumerian begin to spread abroad our development and the things that would be placed into our province as hybrid human beings. And now these white people come and take over and talking all kind of trash, and we are not working and getting them away from us. And we are going to get them away from us, of course. Okay? And now I want to read to you some of what transpired over in South Africa. Now, I have a link, and I offer this link to, it seems like people are afraid of this, because nobody will come in and ask for this link, right? But I have the link here to give it away to anybody who wants to get it, you know, in the privacy of their own use, and see what transpired that we don't know about. Most of us don't know about. Since these events appeared to coincide with the dates of mitochondrial Eve, for example, 150,000 to 250,000 BP, and appear to be located in the richest gold mining region on the planet, Abzu. On the planet Abzu, the region on the planet, Abzu, some researchers are thinking that the Sumerian legend may, in fact, be based on historical events. And it does. No questions asked. According to the same text, once the mining expedition ended, it was decided that the human population should be allowed to perish in a flood which was predicted by the astronomer of the gods. Apparently, the cyclical passage of the Om planet of the gods, Nibiru, was going to bring it close enough to the orbit of Earth that its gravity would cause the ocean to rise and flood the land, putting an end to the hybrid species. And then they said, Homo sapien. Again, you see where these people are spreading the false, prefix to sapien. You know, that's what the white people have managed to do, so that you have noble people who are unsuspecting that it is not true. But I go through and find out, you know, who coined this prefix and calling everything Homo. That they're calling our species Homo, Homo. We're not Homo. Homo is for homosexual. You know, and they talk about Homo erectus. You see, Homo erectus is for hominid. That's who it belongs to. According to this story, one of the gods had sympathy for the particular human. Zusudra, right? One of the gods had
sympathy for that particular human, Yusuja, and warned him to construct a boat to ride out the flood. This eventually became the basis for the story of Noah in the book of Genesis. Did this really happen? The only other explanation is to imagine that the Sumerian legend acknowledging life on other planets and human clowning, their extraordinary science fiction. This in itself would be amazing. We now have evidence that the mining city, Abzu, is real and that it existed in the same area of the sudden evolution as the sudden evolution of hominids to Homo sapiens. So it says, is real and that it exists in the same area as the southern, in the same area as this sudden evolution of hominids. Just think about this for a while. So wait a minute now. He says evolution, hominids, of hominids, evolution of hominids to Homo sapien. Now that's this writing is not right, because you need to call hominids Homo. They're Homo hominids. You see, because you're dealing with the hominids who is the principal species. Homo erectus is a subgroup of the hominid. We are Y sapien, you know, so these science guys need to catch up and understand where these prefix come from. Come from these sodomite white people. Begin to spoil up our species name and integrity. Just think about this for a while. And my friend, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today, and many good blessings for you. And that's what I have to offer today. And may the good Lord of heaven bless and watch over you and encourage your mind to like take in the strong knowledge that belongs to us, and don't give it up to these sodomite white people. They must leave our territory. They are homosexual. They are not our species. They don't belong to us. And that's all I say. Drive them out. Curse them. Because all they do is kill a lot of our people. I mean, in the millions and possibly in the billions too. Okay? So take good care and be blessed.